And we start the week on Culture File in the galleries of the Royal Academy of Art in Piccadilly. Just open there is a retrospective of the blockbusting performance artist Marina Abramovich. Writer and critic Orit Gat visited the opening and sent these, her latest voice notes.
The doors are too grand for the performance, my friend Louise points out. They had to build a narrow plaster corridor nestled within the wide, impressive door frames of the massive exhibition hall at the Royal Academy of Art in London in order to make the viewers feel the impact of Imponderabilia, a performance from 1977 where Marina Abramovich and her then-partner Ulay stood naked in a door frame and visitors had to squeeze between them in order to get into the gallery. It is reperformed live for 4 to 6 hours a day at the RA. When the performance isn't happening, there's a small monitor showing a video documentation of it. You can see the people who chose to face Abramovich, the ones who faced Ulay, the ones who just wanted to get it over with as quickly as possible, the ones who were unfazed. It wasn't performed live when I was visiting the exhibition, and watching the video, all I could think was how long Marina and Ulay performed it together. Standing there for hours, perhaps looking into each other's eyes. They were a couple when they made a series of works together, some of which are in this room. A video of Abramovich and Ulay kissing, and another of them slapping each other in turn. They are both documentations of Relation in Space, their performance for the 1976 Venice Biennale. I've known these works for a long time, and somehow, seeing them here, now, all I can think about is love. Or how life can't be separate from it, and art, especially in Abramovich's work. Born in the former Yugoslavia in 1946, she has made a name for herself in performance work that is incredibly approximate to pain or self-harm, always close to the violence and uncertainty of the communist regime she was raised in. The next room documents Abramovich and Ulay's breakup. In the piece The Lovers, The Great Wall Walk from 1988, they walked for 90 days along the Great Wall of China from opposite ends, briefly meeting in the middle before separating. In the next room, there's a reperformance of Nude with a Skeleton from 2002, where a nude model lies with a skeleton atop her body. She lies on a raised platform with a video screen showing Abramovich's original piece. The performer is in the zone, quiet, not freaked out, the skeleton spread across her body, rib to rib. Abramovich in the video documentation is breathing heavily, moving the skeleton with her chest, but as she also holds its hands, its feet are entangled with hers. I look at this and think, it's not just violence and love, it's also grief and an intensity of feeling that few artists, few people are this frank about. I realize I'm recounting the exhibition room by room. I think I'm talking about the architecture of the RA because of that grandness that Louise talked about. Apparently, this is the first retrospective dedicated to a woman in the institution's history. There's nothing genteel or nice about this work that would go with this fancy space. The slapping and skeletons and sex and crosses. This is intense and painful and personal. And then there is the house with the ocean view. I've heard so much, I've read so much about this 2002 performance, in which, for 12 days, Abramovich lived at Sean Kelly Gallery in New York. Spending 24 hours on three elevated platforms, one for sleeping, one for sitting, and one for showering, all are completely open and are reached, or not, by ladders whose levels are actually knives. She called it a living installation. The title, The Ocean View, is so romantic and open, but of course, it's not a house. There is no view. It's all confinement. It looks painful. Just like the performance right next to it, Luminosity, from 2007, in which a nude female performer sits on a bicycle seat raised a couple of meters off the ground for 30 minutes. Her feet dangle, her hands are raised, she is balanced just by sitting down. Again, it looks painful. The performance seems so capable and strong. She's kind of smiling. She's so conscious that she's doing it. But I'm here for the exhibition's preview. It's her first day on the job. This is going to change. There are a bunch of other works on view that I just don't like. Abramovich has a side that's about religion and spirituality, none of which I really buy. Her image is everywhere, which I feel goes against the most fascinating thing about Abramovich's recent exhibitions, like her 2010 retrospective at MoMA and now this one in London, which is the relationship between the original performers and the re-performers, like the woman with the skeleton who can't replicate Abramovich's intensity, who is doing something else. Still, the intensity is built into the works. The intensity is transmitted through time by recasting it. I resent how this show is centered on a cult of individuality. Here is this rebellious, intense woman, and here we have accepted, enshrined, ossified her. But the intensity leaks through all of it. I came to this exhibition with a touch of cynicism. I thought I knew the work. I thought the intensity is forceful, even manipulative. I went to the MoMA show. It became incredibly famous for one work, The Artist is Present, in which Abramovich sat in front of museum visitors, not saying a thing, just looking. Ulay came, Lou Reed came, also Bjork and James Franco, and fellow performance artist Joan Jonas. I was there, but I never sat in front of Abramovich. The queue was long, and I didn't know how to act in that situation. People were crying. It seemed like a lot, which is a lot like Marina Abramovich. I remember back in 2010, I just stood in the sidelines and watched other people have all these intense feelings. Seeing this now, I know, I see, perhaps intensity, sorry, I mean perhaps feeling, is not something to avoid.
Orit Gat there on the work of Marina Abramovich at the RA in London, and Irish performance artist Amanda Coogan will be one of the re-performers for Abramovich's The House with the Ocean View, which she'll be re-performing 24 hours a day from the 6th to the 17th of December. The exhibition runs until January.